Uncle Dick, nice outside the John Smith Stadium. Dick, what did you make of that game?
Well, we had a lot of possession in the second half. We should have made more of it, I think. You know, we didn't get what I like to see us play wide, and we didn't play with any width at all. We had a lot of possession, and the goal that we got was, I think that Bruno did well to latch onto it. I think he may have handballed it, but the refereeing standard was really appalling today. And Huddersfield, they're well schooled in time wasting. They have ball boys on a very big pitch who sit together, and then when the ball goes out, they sort of leisurely decide that they're going to go after the ball. So they probably cost us 5 minutes of playing time in the second half, definitely.
The results elsewhere going for the Albion, it's almost in our own hands.
Yeah, it is really, but I mean, I think we should have definitely got more than one point out of this game. We had a lot of possession, particularly in the second half, and it's kind of, for me, 2 points lost, to be honest, but we're still in the hunt, without a doubt, definitely.
And two games coming up against sides in the bottom half of the table.
Yeah, I think the point is that Huddersfield needed to get something today. Blackpool are definitely in the relegation hunt, and we're playing them on Monday. Therefore, they're not easy games, these games. You know, they've got something. It's better to be playing an absolute mid-table team. Blackpool are in the relegation hunt. And so we must get 3 points, obviously, on Monday. And I think that if we play, I'd love to see Kazenga get wide. He really, really frustrates me when I see him playing down the middle. He's got so much lethal pace. And, you know, getting to the byline, we've got the best centre-forward header of the ball in this league. And Leo Ojoa doesn't get enough crosses on his head, as far as I'm concerned.
Dick, thanks very much for your time. Enjoy your safe journey back.
Thank you very much.